Greetings. This is the Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. It is February 17th, 2025. I'm Karen Neesmith, Director of Community Relations for USF St. Petersburg, bringing you the latest campus news. First up, congratulations to Geography Professor Chris Meindl and Professor Emeritus Raymond Arsenault for receiving top honors from the Florida Book Awards. Their achievement showcases the depth of talent we have here on campus. Dr. Meindl was honored in the Florida nonfiction category for his book, Florida Springs, From Geography to Politics and Restoration. And Dr. Arsenault was honored in the general nonfiction category for his book, John Lewis, In Search of the Beloved Community. Read more about these books and other awardees at floridabookawards.org. Next up, USF's Florida Institute for Oceanography partners with DEEP. USF's FIO is teaming up with DEEP, an international design and engineering organization, to establish subsea stations that will make the marine environment more habitable for humans. This partnership has incredible potential to unlock new possibilities for sustainable ocean use, innovation, and education. Congratulations to FIO Director Monty Graham and his team for leading the way in oceanographic research and exploration. There's an article on this on the USF St. Petersburg News site online. We also have a micro course exploring artificial intelligence that just launched. For those interested in exploring the power of artificial intelligence, USF is launching a new micro course titled Gen AI in Action, Impact and Possibilities. Designed by our innovative education team, this free self-paced online course is open to everyone and offers valuable insights into this rapidly advancing technology. Be sure to register before the March 24 deadline. You can find this by looking up Micro Course USF Exploring Artificial Intelligence. Next, the City of St. Petersburg provides funding for Clam Bayou Marine Education Center. The City of St. Petersburg has announced a new five-year funding agreement with USF's College of Marine Science to support the Clam Bayou Marine Education Center. An annual contribution of $100,000 will significantly bolster environmental education initiatives, providing local students and educators with hands-on learning opportunities that foster environmental stewardship, career development, and scientific proficiency. If you're familiar with our Oceanography Camp for Girls, this is an annual program we've been putting on for 20-some years from USF. It is housed at the Clam Bayou Marine Education Center, along with other programs that we do. Congratulations to everyone involved in making this collaboration happen. And in closing, I hope everyone had a chance to embrace someone and show your appreciation for Valentine's Day. That's all we've got this week, folks, for Bulls by the Bay news update. Stay tuned for more news and events from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. I'm Karen Neesmith, wishing you a wonderful week ahead.